Book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter of the Book of Proverbs, and I've called it the four musts of a good mother. And this morning, I'll be preaching this morning mainly to mothers, to maybe the mothers-to-be one of these days. We won't be talking too much to the men today. So as we say these things this morning, we want you to know, moms, I have a heart for you. I'm thankful for you. I'm very grateful. I recognize the fact that the position you hold as a mother is not an easy position. I know that there's much that you have to do, and it's a difficult thing sometimes to be the very best mother we could be. But at the same time, it's possible. And what I want to do to you today is appeal to you. From a pastor's standpoint, I want to appeal to you as mothers today to think about what we're going to say this morning and let God take you and use you and mold you into the very best mother that you possibly can be. It's going to be worthwhile. You are raising children that's going to go out into the system one of these days, and they need you. They need you more than you know they need you, and they need you more than they know that they need you. But let's stand in reverence to the reading of God's word, Proverbs 31. Verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, for thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Let us pray. Father, I thank you again today for your wonderful grace, your goodness and kindness to us. I thank you for the precious mothers that came through those doors this morning. I thank you for them. I ask you to bless them and help them, encourage their hearts today, and help us to just help them by praying for them, being a blessing to them, and help the young people today to recognize the fact that a mother is so, so important, and the kindness we ought to show toward them is something that, Lord, we ought to stress, and we ought to remember them today on this their special day. You help us now as I preach. I need the power of God. I need your wisdom. I ask you to help this preacher. You know the need I have. And I ask you, God, to help us. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Back in the Old Testament, we're not going to go back there, but in the Old Testament, back in 2 Chronicles, Uzziah's mother, Jecoliah, was her name. And Uzziah began to reign when he was 16 years old. And it gives us in that portion of scripture, I think it's first five verses there, it gives us the name of the mother. And the Bible tells us that he did right in the sight of the Lord. And I believe in that, I know it tells, of course, his daddy's name also, but in that, I think as it was inserted in verse number, I think it was in verse number four, or maybe three, but you go back there and you'll find that her name is given. And then it says, he did right in the eyes of the Lord. I think if we would just understand a little bit of this, I think we would understand that the mother's influence over a child is so much more than we'll ever know. And I believe even in them portions of scriptures, he mentioned her because he became a king who did right in the eyes of the Lord. And that she was mentioned there tells us that probably he gained a whole lot of insights from his mother. And I think that if you look back and you look back in history, you'll find that most men who have been used of God, the influence of the mother of those men is just astounding. And I guess what I want to do today is appeal to you. I want to appeal to you as mamas. to realize that you do not know who you had in your cradle when that was a little baby. You do not know who's growing up in your house. You do not know what that individual is going to be or who they're going to be. And you need to understand some things, and maybe you already understand them, but you need to understand that the training they get through the mother, and I'm talking about mothers, we know daddies have great responsibilities, but I'm talking about mothers today. But the training they get from their mothers is absolutely necessary for them to ever turn out and be what they need to be in life. Now, I hope you understand that. I hope you get a hold of that. Because a mother is just, the influence over the child is just absolutely astounding. And so I just want to say this to you so that we can kind of get started on this message. Mothers here in Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and I did not read all of those verses, but we will cover some of those. But what we see here is a mother's counsel to her son, King Lemuel. And this is a king. And the counsel here is given to the son by the mother. And I want to say to you, she's given some wonderful counsel. And I believe the great need today is for mamas to give good counsel to their children. Get them started off right. And give them those things that they need to know for the rest of their life. A mother's nature cares about their children. It's just her nature. She can't help that. She is made that way. God has made her that way. And she just has a concern about the children. Many children don't realize that, don't understand that, but a mother just absolutely cannot stand it, because she just has to know and to pray and to hope that everything will be right with their children, and that they'll turn out right. And she's unselfish in this, let me say, because she cares about children. God put that within her. We could say, went almost to the jaws of death to bring them into this world. And I hope you understand that, young people. I hope you understand what your mother did to get you into this world. I hope that you will be able to look and thank God for the mother you have, and that she went, as I said, to the jaws of death to get you into this world and to birth you. I'm trying to get you to understand the importance of a mother. Daddies are important, but this morning we're talking about mothers. And I want you to understand, young people, please. I'll probably repeat this, but I want you to make this a special day for your mamas. I want every one of you young people here today, and your mother is present, and you're going to see your mother today. I want you to take the opportunity to put your arms around her and give her a big kiss and tell her how much you love her. A mother needs that. She needs to know that she has children and grandchildren who love her. You understand? And I pray that you make this a special day for that special, special mother. A mother watches her children throughout their growing years. She watches over them. She prays for them. She's concerned about them. And when they go out, as I call it, into this system, which we call the world, and begin to work and do the things that they do, she rejoices when they do right. It just absolutely encourages her, and she rejoices. But when they do wrong, her heart is broken. And if I could say to you young people today, don't break your mother's heart. Please don't break your mother's heart. Be a good boy, be a good girl, and love that mother that God has given to you. On Wednesday nights, for years and years and years, I've been preaching almost for 36 years. On Wednesday nights, I've heard the cries of mothers about their children. Many, many times with the prayer requests would go out and they'd be crying out for their children. And I've heard that for multitudes and multitudes of years, because there's a special, special care that a mother has for her child. A child thinks they know more than their mother. That's what they think, but they don't. You see, they forget that she raised them. They forget that she knows their weaknesses and she knows their strengths. And she does. And a wise son will consider his mother's counsel. So what I'm going to do today, in just a few moments, we'll get to that, but we're going to give you, there's four musts. I'll talk a little bit while here, but then I want to give you four musts of a mother. Mother, there's some things for you to give wise counsel to your children. There's some things that you must be, that you must do. And we're going to give those to you in just a moment. I remember a story sometime back I read about a man who robbed a bank. Came out over the news. He'd robbed a bank and they had him surrounded in a house and he wouldn't give himself up. And the story goes that his mother was contacted and she said, "You tell him one thing. If he does not give himself up and he does not come out of there unharmed, I am going to kill myself." This literally happened. And with an hour or two after they told him that, he walked out of that house and gave himself up. Now, I'm not suggesting, mommies, that that's the thing to do, but I am suggesting that that's what mamas do. They care about their children. And for the rest of their life, no matter how old they are, you never, ever get over of being a mother. In Proverbs 31, in verse number 2, he says, "And what, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows?" You know, I remember back years ago, Doris Lee, some of you may remember Doris. She made a vow to God. She told the Lord, she said, I want you to take my son and kill him early if he doesn't do right for God. Now, it may sound silly to people, I don't know, but I mean, she had such a burden for her son that was not doing right. And she said, "I would just rather you take him on home than to walk like the world walks." You see, that's what you say, where does that come from? That comes from a mother's heart. In verse number 3, it says, "Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings." And here we find out that she is warning her son about wayward women. That's the right thing, mamas, to warn your son about women. You know about him. You know about those things. You know the temptations your sons deal with. And warn them. You get the right kind of woman. You get a godly woman, one who cares about God and the things of God. If I can speak for the mothers here today, they don't want, you should not go out and follow this old world and the ways of the world, because they know, mamas know, that you need to get a good man for your daughter and a good wife for your sons. Because it's going to make a difference in the rest of your life. And so she's warning them about the temptations that's going to come. And as she told her son here, warned him about the wayward women. They are out there, aren't they? And they need to be warned about. And these boys and girls here need to be warned about those wrong kind of boys and the wrong kind of girls out there. And mamas, you need to sit down with them and have a talk with them and tell them about these things, that they need to watch out, because it's going to affect the rest of their life. One night can make a difference for the rest of your life. It can change your whole life. The diseases that's going around today, and people are running around and doing things they ought not to do, and taking an opportunity, taking a chance on all of this. Mamas, sit down and warn them. Amen. Sit down and warn them. That's what this woman, this mother, did for her son. We find also in verse number 4 and 5, it says, "And it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for the princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted." Here he warns them, she warns them about strong drink. If I could warn you today, stay away from any of that stuff. Never take a taste of it. Never put it to your lips. And mamas, you need to sit down and talk to your sons and your daughters about this and say, please, son, don't ever get hooked up with this strong drink because it'll ruin your life. And it will ruin your life. See, when you're young, you may not realize all of these things, but all of that builds and you begin to get a habit of all of these things and it becomes your life. Stay away from it, period. Don't ever let it touch your lips. You think you can handle it, but you can't handle it. Down the road somewhere, it's going to be addictive. And what this mama is saying, stay away from these things. She's given just good counsel to her son here about these matters. Over in verse 8 and 9, he says, open thy mouth, for the dumb is in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. I'm just giving you some things that this mother, we'll get into the rest of it in pretty soon, but this mother was concerned about. She was concerned about wayward women. She was concerned about strong drink. And here she was strong. She was concerned about the fact that her son would have a concern for the poor, that he would have the character to care about the poor. And I think we need to build into our young people that kind of character, that they would look at other people instead of themselves for the rest of their life. I see so much selfishness in life today. I mean, everywhere it's just selfishness. It's me, 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 me. And I'm going to tell you, this mama said to her son, it's time that you remember you got to look to the poor and you be a good person and you be an honorable person and you see about the poor. You see about other folk instead of yourself all the time. And then in verse number 10 through 31, she tells him what a good wife would be. And in these scriptures, he gives it very, lays it out, what you want to look for in a wife. Notice in verse number 10, says, and who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? First of all, she said, let that woman be pure, have purity, a virtuous woman. That's who you want to look for. I say to the young men, I say to the young ladies, look for someone who's pure, who's virtuous. And mamas and daddies, we need to sit down with our young people and our young children and point these matters out to them. Don't look for some pretty face, but look for purity. Virtuous woman that'll come to the altar, a marriage altar, pure. We was talking the other day on the trip down to Elizabeth's, her getting her certificate and all that, and we was talking about the fact sometimes a lot of wonderful young ladies get passed over because they're not beautiful physically, and people look at them and pass over them, and they don't realize they're passing over some of the greatest, sweetest young ladies that'll ever be on the face of the earth. No, you're missing it. You're missing the whole thing. You want to, as she was saying to her son, you want to find a wife that's virtuous. And I would say to the young man, quit looking, letting the face and the beauty of the face and the shape of a body determine who you're looking for. You want to find someone who is a beautiful person inside and virtuous inside. That's who you need to find. Amen. Not only that, you notice in verse number 13, says she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. What he's saying there is, don't find a lazy person. An industrious person who works with her hands and is busy about working. Don't find somebody who is lazy. No one wants a lazy woman. I'm serious. I want to tell you, thank God I didn't marry a lazy woman. Amen. And I didn't have a lazy mother. Amen. That's all I remember. You people can say the same things, I'm sure, about yours, but I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want somebody who's going to be lazy, lay around all the time, not do anything, not do what they're supposed to do, do the housework and do the things that they're supposed to be doing. That's what he was saying here. He said, she's not lazy. Find a wife that's not lazy. Amen. Yeah, some of the young ladies, you know, you'd take well to this if you just listen to this. Get busy. Be someone who's industrious and is busy.
Amen.
Talking about an individual the other day, and we said, well, she's not that kind of person that just wants to sit around. I mean, she's just always on the go. I mean, that's just what they do. They're just always on the go. Well, I thank God for people that want to move and want to do something instead of sit around and be lazy.
Amen.
And then he also said in verse number 26, he said, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. First of all, we're going to talk about wisdom. And he says, you want to find someone that has some wisdom about them. Godly wisdom. There's a difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom. And if you're looking for a godly woman, you need to be wise. Use God's wisdom in your life. Then he also talked about again in verse number 20, she stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. And once again, as we talked earlier, she helps the poor. She's a person that has a concern for others. And in verse number 26, once again, the end of it in her tongue is the law of kindness. There's kindness in her. Well, I say to you, if you're going to look for a good woman, let there be kindness in that person, and it's exhibited. You don't have any trouble seeing it. Okay, so this is what a mother was saying to her son. And we could go and look at quite a few other things, but I want to kind of show you where this all came to the surface. In verse number 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You see, well, Brother Ross, how do you find a virtuous woman? How do you find a person who's not lazy? How do you find someone who's got some wisdom and wants to help the poor and wants to show kindness to people? I'll tell you why. You find a woman that fears the Lord.
Amen.
That's exactly what you do. You find someone who fears God, not because she's a beauty queen, but she fears God.
Amen.
So I want to do something. I want to give you just four simple things this morning. The four musts of a good mother. First one is this. Very simple, very plain. But a good mother must be saved. I want to appeal to you today. I don't know the hearts of the folk, all the folk that's in here. I can't read your heart, and you know I can't read your heart. But I want to say something to you. You'll never be the mother you ought to be until you're God's child. You never will be. If you want to be the right kind of mama, you're going to have to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Amen.
And let me say to you, that's a simple, simple thing. That's coming to the end of self. That's saying, you know what? I am what the Bible says. I'm an old sinner, lost, hopelessly lost. That's what I am. And I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And I know He died on the cross for my sins. And I'm sorry for my sin. And I call out to God and ask God to forgive me and cleanse me and give me everlasting life. And receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's what it's all about. I want to appeal to you as mothers this morning. If you've never been saved, please, please, please let this be the day of your salvation. The greatest thing that you can do for your children today, if you're a mama here, is get saved. Know Christ as your personal Savior. You understand what I'm saying? I'm appealing to you, folks. I'm appealing to you. Please, from a standpoint of a pastor, please don't walk out of here if you're not saved. You want to be the right kind of mama? Please be saved. Put faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen? It's a must for any mother that's going to do the proper kind of job. Hear me? Not only that, a mother must be a praying mother. Folks, God commands us to pray. Back, I read years ago, back in, they said in the Second World War, they said chaplains was coming out of that, just brokenhearted. They said there was young kids out there dying on the battlefield, dying, and they didn't even know how to pray. They didn't even know how to cry out to God. They didn't have any knowledge of God. And let me say to you that if it was true back then, I would say it's doubled or triple true now. People, young people, growing up in homes that never pray, that never taught how to pray, and how to get a hold of God and turn their hearts and lives over to the Lord. I don't know what's going on in Iraq, but we've lost, I think, around 1,600 young men over there and young ladies over there in Iraq since the beginning of that war. I believe I'm near on that. How many of them knew Christ as their personal Savior? How many of them did? And whose responsibility was it to tell them? I believe, and first of all, it's dad and mom's responsibility to tell them. We want to turn over the work that mom and dad ought to be doing. We want to turn that over to a Sunday school teacher or to a preacher. But my friend, it's not just the preacher and the Sunday school teacher's responsibility. It's the mom and dad's responsibility to get these children in the home and teach them how to pray. I believe, and I know years ago, I would read stories about mamas that would gather their children around her lap and just every day, sometime during the day, and begin to pray for them. I want to tell you, we need more mamas that'll just pray for their kids. That'll just lift up their names toward heaven. But instead today we have cocktail drinking and cigarette smoking and card playing mothers who don't even know God themselves. And so because of that, we are raising prayerless, godless children. I say, mamas, listen to this preacher. You get your life right with God. You get saved and you get busy about teaching your children how to pray. And you get busy praying for them and getting them around you sometime during the day or the night or the evening. Parents, get them around and teach them how to pray and tell them how much God loves them. Amen? I believe something. I believe mamas every day of their life ought to lift their children's names up to heaven. My wife and I practice this. This daddy prays for his children every single day. I pray for my grandchildren every single day. I lift their names personally up to heaven and ask God to protect them and take care of them and also spiritually to keep them close to God. That is my prayer, and I'm going to keep praying that until I'm insane or can't do anything else. I'm just going to keep calling their names out, every single one of them, up to the Lord in heaven and ask God to bless them and help them and direct their lives. And I believe we need more praying mamas that will do that every single day of their life. Not only that, thirdly, I believe mothers must read and know her Bible. I believe it's time for mamas to get a hold of the book and know the book and begin to read the book and study the book. You see, the statement was made, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I really believe that's a true statement. And I also believe by the looks of the world that many of those that rocked the cradle never turned the pages of this book. We've got a mess in America. We're accepting that mess. We're saying that's just the way it is today. No, it don't have to be that way today. Mamas, it doesn't have to be that way today. Get your Bible out and read the Bible and study the Bible and know the Bible. I want to tell you something. The men who have shaped the history of this country was men who was taught the Word of God by their parents when they was young. We've got to get back. To teaching the Word of God, and we got to get back to old-fashioned mothers that can not should know the gossip columns and the Hollywood gossip columns and the over the fence gossip columns, but instead knows the book. See, many mothers today, that's all they think about. They think about the worldly things and the Hollywood and all of these kind of things and these soap operas and all of this. Get the Bible open. Turn that thing off and get the Bible open and teach your children the things of God. Please, mothers, I'm appealing to you. Please do that. They know all of these things, but they don't know John 3:16. I'm asking you, mothers, please teach your children the Bible. Please do that. I'm appealing to you. Why don't you make a change today? Why don't you make a difference in your children's life and in your life and just turn this thing around and start doing right? Amen? Be saved, know how to pray, and read your Bible, and teach your children the Bible. Okay? Fourthly, mothers, you must set an example. Now listen to me. You are setting an example one way or another. One way or another, you're setting an example. She'd put a hat on or whatever she could and high heels on and stand in front of the mirror and how big she looked and how much mother like mother she looked. And you know where she got that? She's watching mama. That's why she did that. She was watching mother. I could hear it in the tone of her voice. She was acting like and sounding like mama. Yes, she was. The expressions on her face. The things she did. Why did she do them? Because mama did them. How do we react to different situations in life? Well, we find out how mama and daddy reacts. That's the way we react. See, you've got to understand there has to be an example set. We are setting an example, whether it's good or bad, we are setting an example. Well, we've got to learn, we've got to set the right example for our children. Mamas, please, please, I'm appealing to you. Set the right examples. Let me ask you, how do you dress? The way you dress, your children's going to want to dress. Do you dress skimpy? Do you dress immodest? Then why would you expect your children not to do so? You see, it's example we've got to set. Let me ask you, are you faithful to church? Now I'm talking about faithful. Are you there when the doors are open? Are you faithful to church? Then you're setting an example. That's the way they're going to live for the rest of their life too. That's the way mom and dad have done it. So that's the way I'm going to do it. You understand? There's many of the families here in this church now. They have children. You know what? You know where they're at? They're in church. You know why? Because they had an example set. They're in church. Because they had an example set. I'm saying to you folks, listen to me. Set an example. Mamas, I'm appealing to you. Set an example every day of your life. Do you pray? We've already talked about this, but do you pray? Set an example of prayer. Do you read your Bible? Set an example of reading your Bible. Study the Word of God, you see. Do you practice what the Bible says, what the Word of God says? It's not enough just to read the Bible and study the Bible. It's to practice the Bible. Apply the Bible. Do you do that when you learn what the Bible says? Do you apply it? Told Jerry back, I don't even know whether he remembers it. He wrote he was interested in a girl by the name of Cheryl up at college. And he wrote me a letter and he said, Dad, he said, why has your marriage been successful? It threw me. In fact, I preached a sermon from it. But it threw me and I sat down and I said, I'll tell you why it's been successful. If it has been successful, this is the reason. Because as we learned the Bible, the Word of God, we put it into practice. It had nothing to do with us. It just had to do with the willingness to do what the Word of God said to do. And that's what we did. Now, we didn't do that overnight. It took a long time in our growth. But I want to tell you what we did. We found out, we determined, if we're just going to find something in the Bible that we're doing wrong, we're going to reverse it. And that's what we did. That's why after 48 years, plus years, that we're still here. We're husband and wife, and we've been married for over 48 years. The reason is because we've put the practice, the Word of God. As we knew it, as we learn it, we put it into practice. So it's God's Word that did it. That's what I'm appealing to mamas and daddies today. I'm saying this, mamas, please, take the Word of God, learn the Word of God, and apply it. Do what it says. Because that's the way you'll change your life and also change your children's lives. Okay? Pastor Ross does not believe for one moment he has four perfect children, but I do have four faithful children. They're in the house of God every week. Why? Because you were such great parents? Anything but that. Is it because we applied the Word of God, what it said in the Word of God? You see, I've watched it for years. I've been preaching a long time, and I've seen this for years. I've seen mothers that just go out of their way to just be what they should be for their children's sake. I remember years ago, I won't mention her name, we was coming back from Indianapolis from some kind of a meeting we had up there, and was on the bus, and this mother and her little boy was sitting there, and he kept bumping his head against it. He wanted to go to sleep, and he kept bumping his head against the side of the bus. And this mother kind of put her arm around him and put her hand in behind his head all the way home, and he kept popping her hand, but she kept it there to protect him. That may not mean much to you, but I want to tell you that's a mother's love that does that. And I remember all the way home, she kept her hand around there. I'm sure her arm was probably half asleep when they got home, but she kept her arm around there because she cared about her little son. I'm saying we got to go out of the way, folks. Yes? Just let me get personal for a moment, okay? Listen to me. I know you could tell the same stories. But I remember, Donna, when our children was growing up, I remember how she'd get up with them when they was sick. She would clean up their vomit. She never griped about that. She was become part of motherhood. She would nurse them to health after they'd get sick. I believe one of the greatest mistakes we're making is running our children to doctors all the time. You know where they need to be? They need to be in a hospital called the home. Now, I know we have to take them to doctors. I know all those things, but listen to me. God designed the home as a hospital. That's where mothers come and nurse their children back to health. I've seen her kiss the bruises away that I'd kiss them away. They'd run to mama. I'd say, "Oh, you're all right, son. You'll make it. You're going to live." They'd run to mama, and mama would kiss them, hug them, and kiss that old hurt away. Ain't nothing like a mama's love. No. She'd worry about them when they was late. Cry over lost pets with them. Out delivering papers in Jasonville, Indiana for David. I still remember one time she looked like this Green Acres lady. Remember that Green Acres lady? Huh? And she had this beautiful long dress on. She was out delivering papers. Because David, for some reason, gone somewhere or something and had delivered papers. That's just mama. And I remember over and over and over the times she prayed for him. I'm just going to say to you, young people, be glad you have a loving mother. Be glad you have a mother that cares. And I want you to do something. I want you, and I'm serious about this, I want you to tell her you love her today. If you see your mama, walk up and give her a big old kiss and a hug and tell her how much you love her. That'll be more important than any gift that you can ever give her. You hear this, preacher? Mamas need it. And let me ask you one other thing. Young people, listen to me. Don't break your mama's heart. Listen to what the Bible says. The rod and reproof giveth wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 10:1, a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Sons, young people, don't be a foolish son. You bring heaviness and shame to your mama. Okay? Now, I've appealed to you today. I've just asked you, you've got to turn this thing around if you're not the kind of mother you ought to be. You've got to turn it around now. You got to, first of all, get saved. If you're not saved, you need to be saved today. You need to learn how to pray. You need to know the Word of God. You need to read the Bible, the Word of God, and teach your children that. And then you need to set the example before them so they'll have something to look at, because that's the way they're going to design their life. Understand? Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Mothers, I'm going to appeal to you this morning. I want to ask you, if you're here and you say, "Brother Ross, I do not know for sure that I am saved. I heard what you said this morning. I know getting saved is receiving Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You know, I'm not saved." And you may be a young person here and you're not saved. You need Christ. But you say, "Brother Ross, I'm not sure I'm saved today. I'm just not sure I'm saved." And you're going to raise your hand and say, "Brother Ross, will you pray for me? Please pray for me." Will you do that now? Just raise your hand and say, "Brother Ross, I'm not sure I'm saved. Amen. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm saved today. I'm concerned about it." Truly saved. I'm not talking about church playing. I'm talking about salvation. Are you saved? Are you born again? Anyone here say, "I'm not saved. I'm not sure I'm saved"? Say, "Brother Ross, the message this morning helped me, and you know, there's some things I need to do. I need to be a better mother, and I know there's certain things that I must do to be that kind of mama, and I need help, and I want you to pray for me that I'll just do right and be the kind of mother I should be for my children." Would you just raise your hand? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Someone else. Thank you. Someone else. Father, I want to thank you for the precious folk you've sent to us here in these services today. I want to thank you, Lord, for every mama. And as I've appealed to them today, Father, help them. Oh, God, help them. Strengthen them. Those who said, "You know, I need to be a better mother. I need to do some things, make some changes." I pray for them. And I ask you, God, to bless in a real special way their lives. And then once again, I pray for the young people of this church. Father, I pray that they'll recognize what a wonderful gift they've been given, Lord, as they have a very special person as their mother. I pray that you bless them, and I pray that you, God, today help them to understand that they need to let their mamas know how much they love them. And I pray you'll do that in their hearts. Once again today, we ask you for the wonderful will of God be done in each of our lives. You do that's what's necessary to help us to be more like you. Jesus' name, amen.